And what's a halter rope?
Halter rope is a rope that's on the end of the halter, and you lead them with that. Oh, same as a rein, only it's halter rope. Okay. Single.
What's this? Sometimes if you're hauling dirt, you use...
Wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. Were there other terms for that, or is that what you would call it?
I just call it a wheelbarrow.
Okay. There was some... There was a type of thing that seeds used to... You buy seeds that used to come in a large bag. Oh. What was... Sort of a rough material.
Bag. Gunny sack.
Gunny sack? Is that what they called it?
Yeah. Burlap bag.
Do they have gunny sacks anymore?
Yes.
Not too much.
But we have nylon mostly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So gunny sack refers to the type of material more than anything. Okay. Burlap. Mm-hmm. And what would you call a boat with oars?
Rowboat.
Okay. And what would you use to sort of persuade a cow or a horse?
Stick or the whip?
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of whips?
Yeah, there's different kinds of whips. There's a bull whip and a shot whip.
How are those two different?
Well, the shot whip and the end of it by the little pieces of leather.
The inside of a shot whip is filled with shot.
Or BBs.
You coil it right up around your hand. Oh, maybe it'll be 12 feet long and it'll have a buckskin popper on. A bull whip has got a handle on it that revolves. And then it's abraded, but it's not shot loaded.
And you can swing it over your head that way.
It's got the popper, too.
Wow. What about, did you mention black snake?
Well, that's one word for usually you refer to more or less a bull whip.
Then there's a little short one that they use for a quirt. It's only about 3 foot long or so.
Okay.
You don't see too many anymore.
Let's see. What about, what would you, if your farm implements got dull, what would you use to sharpen them?
A file or a...
Grindstone?
Grindstone.
You'd use a grindstone, okay. Are there different types? When you're cutting wood, what would you prop the wood up on? Are there different types of frames that you would put that on?
Not me. I'd just put down another piece of wood, like a log or something. They had a rack, probably.
Would you ever use the term sawhorse?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. But
there's another name for what they sawed wood off. What the devil did they call it?
But I don't think we ever used sawhorses.
The cross wood come up and the log went in between it there.
So it was made sort of
made
an X.
Yeah.
It was a sawbuck.
Okay. So the one that would make an X would be called a sawbuck, and the one that made an A would be called a
sawhorse.
Okay.
We probably use the sawbuck more than the sawhorse, unless you're doing carpentering work and then use the sawhorse.
Unless you're practicing healing.
Okay. What about, were there any stone walls around here? Or most fences were metal or wood?
Just your mother.
Okay. So you don't have any other names for a stone wall? Because
no.
Because there aren't any around here. What about plows? Were there different kinds of plows?
Mm-hmm. There was a walking plow and a single plow and a double plow and a
gang plow,
which had several. Can't think of any others.
Sulky
plow.
It was a sulky plow. That Indian said he wanted to ride him plow.
A sulky plow?
It was a ride him plow.
You could ride it?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other ones you had to stand behind?
Yeah.
A horse.
The walking plow, you walk behind it. The sulky plow is the first riding plow they had for horses.
Huh. What about, have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's, what would you use to smooth the soil down after you had plowed it?
Leveler. Oh, a harrow.
Were there different types of harrows?
Spring tooth and
Spike
harrow. Or a disc. You might use a disc first and then harrow.